everything that rocks.
Well, hot dog, hooey.
Hot dog at 6:16 in the morning.
Well, hot dog. Doggy. Good morning. 6:16, Brock Hunter.
I just saw a life hack the other day. It was pretty cool. I'm going to share it with you guys real quick. Somebody posted a picture of somebody cutting corn dogs in half on the top and then filling it in with chili cheese. Oh. So you have a chili cheese corn dog on a stick. Dude, it is actually quite brilliant.
Then do you use, like, chili cheese to put the top back on?
The top back on?
Or do you just make, like, a little hole for the chili cheese?
No, you just split the top like a bun, you know, and you open it up like
gotcha.
A bun.
Gotcha.
So you have kind of like a...
Is that like after after it's cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Now, I was thinking maybe, like, you cut it and then put the chili cheese in and then deep fried it and then it made it all warm and coagulate. No. Oh, gotcha. No, okay. No. You got to be careful with those corn dogs, man. I get you. Why didn't they make half the stick edible in a corn dog?
What? Say it again. I was just, how's a corn dog going to get you? That's what I was thinking about for a second. But
if you never have a corn dog get you, you're lucky, man. All right. No, I said, why didn't they make half the stick of the corn dog edible, right?
Half of it?
Yeah. Isn't there a way to make like an edible part of that stick? Because you're sitting there eating a corn dog, blah, 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 having a good time at the county fair. And then you get jabbed by a giant piece of wood. I'm just saying, I feel like there's a better way to do it. What if you put
the stick edible, huh?
You could do this. What if you put the corn dog parallel to the stick? So now it's the long way and the stick is in the middle. Well, that's less stick.
Yeah, I think you're thinking too much of, you know, thinking too much into
it. I think you're not thinking.
You just gotta be conscious that there's a stick in that hot dog.
I think you're not thinking enough about corn dogs, okay? This is where I'm at. Son of a bitch. This is major stuff here. Because if I'm trying to enjoy a meal, okay, and I gotta worry about wood getting lodged into my windpipe. That's scary. And it's supposed to be a happy time eating a corn dog.
So every time you eat a corn dog, you forget that piece of wood there?
Terrifying. Every time. I'm scared. All right.
What is your IQ? Well, I'm just
you know what? If if your grandpa died in a freak corn dog eating accident, maybe you'd be a little more careful too, Hunter.
God, imagine getting that stick lodged in your
right, exactly. Throat. You know? Hell, Kiki doesn't even chew her foot-long corn dogs, just right down. I mean, that's dangerous. Damn. That's dangerous.
She gets splinters in her booty hole.
It's terrible. The only thing, she has a little bit of running mascara. That's the only thing that happens, but, you know, you got to be careful. Okay, was that enough about corn dogs? I think it probably was. Let's do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is just wonderful. A Tennessee man found a way to tweak a Waffle House menu for local tweakers by selling quantities of meth from the restaurant's kitchen.
Oh, boy.
I thought they already had meth at all Waffle Houses. Isn't that already on the menu? Yeah, I thought that was on there. Deep-fried meth? Yeah, it's great.
I don't know if the people you go into Waffle House, you want to tweak up, you know?
You're already tweaking. If you walk into a Waffle House, you're already tweaking. That's what it is. James Silcox was flipping hash browns at the grill of the eatery in Caryville when cops received a report that he had added the new ingredient to the mix. The 31-year-old had just over 3 grams of meth in his possession when officers arrived to question him. He told them, quote, he does not sell the methamphetamine every day, end quote, but admitted to the occasional deal to make ends meet. Asked for an address so the deputies could do more extensive search, Silcox said he was currently residing in his Ford F-150 truck and at, quote, random motels. There's so much hillbilliness to pack from the. Okay, so you got a Waffle House. Boom,
here's
right
the,
there.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I'm thinking about right now is, hey, Hunter, did you expect somebody not to be selling meth out of the Waffle House? And my answer is, well, no. Like, I expect somebody to be selling meth out of the Waffle House.
Exactly. If I'm going to a Waffle House at like 3 o'clock in the morning, if there's a guy flipping, you know, flapjacks and hash browns who also is selling meth on the side, I'm not going to be like, oh my God. Like, you'd be, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
For instance, you know, I don't do meth, but hey, one day I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do some meth. I'm probably going to go to the Waffle House. That's probably my first stop.
Look, if you've never done a hard drug in your life and you're thinking like, I think today is the day I try meth, there's a good chance, I'm going to say 96% chance, if you go to a Waffle House, you'll be able to find Right. Those hard drugs. That
at the very least, somebody there will be able to point you in the right direction.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It may not be there, but they'll tell you to go talk to a guy named Clint down the road. He lives in that rundown trailer park. Like, exactly.
Thanks, Joe.
There's actually a map on the back of the menu on how to get to Clint's house. That's what it is.
Oh, boy.
All right. So there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. More.